Teachers were asked, what is a name you wouldn't name your own child because you've had too many children with annoying name or that were annoying with these names?
Ah.
Okay.
The name game. Shirley. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Bo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln, Bo Bingham, Bo Nana.
One of the great upsets in the history of the world is that Lincoln was the second name they used on this.
Yeah. Shirley was the first.
True. But look, you know, different
most popular
eras.
Couple name in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Lincoln and Shirley.
Definitely.
All right, so teachers were surveyed. Someone in Pennsylvania, well, this teacher said, I had my boys before I taught, but one year I had a Larissa, a Clarissa, a Marissa, and a Carissa all in the same class.
Yeah, dang.
They okay. all got offended if I didn't say the right name. So I would never name any of them that.
Okay. But that's more for confusion purposes.
Yeah. Let's see. This one, Aiden. I had two every year in my class for 8 straight years. They were always rowdy, had a hard time sitting still, and seemed to soak up most of my attention.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good. Funny because I bet that the teachers would be really good at telling you the like the trends in names too. Like I'm sure my parents would be very good at this too, because they both taught for, you know, over 30 years.
Yeah. It was about 5 years ago when all of the college football rosters I did started having guys named Shaq on it. You can
really?
See it with
Shaq
yeah,
and Kobe.
And just
starting,
recently,
yeah,
there's
more
been
Kobe's.
Kobe was a little later because Shaq was in the NBA first. But there's been a lot more Kobe's recently.
Wasn't there a Kobe Buffalo something?
Kobe Buffalo Meat.
That was his legit given name, Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Yes. He's still playing, I think.
Wow.
He might be a sophomore or a freshman. Let's see. This person, I would never name a boy with anything with an X in it. That isn't traditionally spelled with one.
Yes.
Jackson. Braxton. Any of those kids have always been a problem.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them when I walk through my daughter's school. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, you know, the tree on the wall that has all of the kids' names on a leaf or something. And I look at them like, Braxton, Jackson, Jackson, mm-hmm. Jackson with two X's, Jackson with an X and an S.
Yeah, an X and an S. Yeah. Well, you go, no, you're being very weirdly redundant here.
One teacher just said, any form of Jackson. I don't care how you spell it. This one is funny. Teacher in Utah, I can't believe how many people name their kids a virtue. Every one of them ends up being hell on wheels.
Oh.
Charity, chastity, harmony. If it's a virtue, those kids suck.
Yeah.
Charity and chastity. Destined for the pole.
Referring to those kids ending up being hell on wheels. Such a old school thing to say. This teacher said every other girl was Katie, Kaylee, Keely, Kelly, Kylie, Kelsey, or Kelty.
That was
all
my
blonde
class.
And they all looked alike and they were all annoying to all of us. Bummer to you all.
Yeah.
Aiden, Jaden, Caden. Any variant of those. Always a handful.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little surprising. See what you think of this.
Okay.
This teacher said, I never had a Tyler that I liked at the end of the year. That's a very specific way to say it.
I know one person with a kid who's Tyler, and he seemed like he was a real problem.
Yeah, Tyler and Dustin's, when I was in high school, were the ones that were like the buttholes to teachers.
Really?
They were funny, but they were buttholes. And not like the smart ones where it's like, oh, man, you're smart and you're funny. This is problematic. They were kind of dumb.
Yeah, and then adult Tylers are also ones who like, ugh, I'm so tired of being alone, but dating's just so hard. But also, like, I totally could date somebody, but also I'm not going to because it's just hard.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met a dateable Tyler. Think of every Tyler you've ever met and think, would I date him? Would I let my daughter date him? Would I let my friend date him? Mm. No. And maybe that's just a very personal thing because me and my friends and my sisters have all tried with Tylers and it's gone bad.
You've given all the Tylers a chance.
Okay, so I know a couple Tylers who are married, like as adults. So
happily?
Impossible. Well, I guess I don't know for sure. I mean, I'm not there, but I like the idea that they're not dateable. So they're either like, if they're good enough, it's like they meet and they're married instantly and that's it. They're off the market because there's no dating phase. Yeah. You can't date them.
Tyler writes, quit hating on Tyler's. I don't know if it's Tyler, but seems like it.
Okay. What's your deal, Tyler? Why you like the way you are?
Trays were always bad kids in our school, too.
I have never met a Trey that didn't give me bad vibes at first.
So there was a kid named
Trey. They might grow on you, but at first, I've known four Trays, and all of them, I'm like, well, what a sea sucker this person
and
is.
And every one of them thinks that they're better at basketball than they are.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Am I wrong? No.
Yeah, the Trey that I knew in high school, hilarious. Like, very funny. Again, a butthole, though. Definitely thought he was good at basketball, and I'm pretty sure he's got five baby mamas now. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's,
same with Troy's. I think there's something with the T names. Like, if their name starts with a T, the T stands for trouble. Because sorry, Tommy.
Yeah.
Sisters, though, there was one summer, they both dated boys named Troy. We call it the summer of Troy's. And both Troy's kind of sucked. Like, one of them was a total gym class hero. The other one, he's getting up to stuff in, like, Cincinnati or something. I don't know.
What?
Oh, man. What does that mean? Getting up to stuff in Cincinnati.
Is that a euphemism?
Can I get up to stuff? What does up to stuff mean?
Yeah.
I want to up to stuff.
What is that, like, pirate butt stuff? What are we talking
about? Yeah, like you stealing Skyline chili?
Getting up to stuff in Cincinnati.
Yeah, is this like a Gen Z thing? That means something?
We used to say if it plays in Peoria.
Getting up to stuff in Cincinnati.
That's the follow-up to Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Getting up to stuff in Cincinnati.
That's one of those moments where you start to talk and then you go, I'm about to say too much. So
I can't wait until the commercials.
Look, this text. Oh. I'm a Tyler. And I am exactly what you describe.
Ooh, how mysterious are you?
Maitland, still have the same trench coat you wore before? Yeah.
Randomly the other day, I don't know why, but it popped in my head when you were talking about your friend who said that he was the ghost. That he's so mysterious. And I got so pissed on your behalf because of that guy.
My mysterious napkin friend.
Yeah.
Guess what his name is. Napkin. Guess. No.
Troy.
Nope.
Tyler.
Yep. No! It comes full circle.
Okay.
This text, I'm sure it is random. I'm not a teacher, but I think most always liked students named Mark. Thanks, Mark.
Mm-hmm.